You are listening to A Lenten Walk Through the Word, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
In these days, Jesus went out to the mountain to pray. And all night he continued in prayer to God. And when day came, he called his disciples and chose from them 12 whom he named apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, and Andrew his brother, and James and John, and Philip and Bartholomew, and Matthew and Thomas, and James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon, who was called the Zealot, and Judas the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. And he came down with them and stood on a level place, with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured, and all the crowd sought to touch him, for power came out from him and healed them all. Here ends the reading. As pastor of St. Luke's Colorado Springs for 25 years, we had 3 building programs and 5 capital stewardship campaigns to get the buildings out of the ground and paid for over time. Such focus and growth take a lot of planning, much work, and willing volunteers. Even more, it takes great and intensive prayer. Prior to our first capital stewardship campaign, it was decided that we would engage in a 24-hour prayer vigil. The financial needs for our modest-sized congregation to be able to expand our church facility were great, out of proportion, it seemed, to our middle-class membership. But we needed space as we were growing and to allow us to continue to grow. So we turned to God in prayer. We had a sign-up sheet available for several weeks so that members and friends of the congregation could sign up for 30-minute increments of prayer. Prayer materials were provided, with hosts keeping watch over the church through the night as prayers prayed. We prayed for our congregation, for our ministry, for each other, for needs in our community and world, and anything else we could think of. After that first prayer vigil, we made it a regular practice whenever we were facing a great challenge in our ministry. I heard 2 comments over and over after the 24-hour prayer vigils. People often said, "I was surprised how quickly the time went when I focused on God and my prayer." And second, I heard people say, "I've never spent 30 minutes in prayer in my whole life, and it brought me to tears." Wow, what a powerful experience that was for our congregation. I think of these prayer vigils as I read. In these days, Jesus went out to the mountain to pray, and all night he continued in prayer to God. We are still in the Gospel of Luke, at the beginning of Jesus' earthly ministry. Much has happened, but the Lord is continuing to call the 12, continuing to preach and heal crowds and multitudes as they gathered and hoped to touch him, to draw from his power and healing. Yet Jesus took time to go out to the mountain to pray, and all night he prayed to God. Martin Luther is reported as saying, "The busier his day, the more time he must spend in prayer." For many of us, the busier we are, the more easily prayer and devotional time are laid aside. Again, isn't that a meaningful consideration during these busy days of Lent? Let's pray. Lord God, help me to learn to pray unceasingly, a prayer with every breath. And may my every prayer be in the name of Jesus. Amen. And a suggested Lenten response for today? Take time and make time today to pray.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our ministry and mission. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.